Have you ever felt like trash? As though the world's chewed you up and spat you out, and that's it? Everyone else is happy, well-adjusted, getting on with life, and you're out there on the scrap heap. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. It doesn't have to be a full-on cataclysmic disaster for us to feel like that. That sense of worthlessness can be eating away at us simply because all those people out there seem so much more effective, more successful than us. They seem to be leading lives of impact while we're wondering whether anything that we're doing is having any sort of positive effect whatsoever on other people's lives. There's a lot of that going around. Or perhaps you're past your prime, if I can put it as nicely as that. All those young people who seem to be so much brighter, so much faster, into technology that simply passed you by, and it feels as though they're outshining you. So just on the off chance that there's a bit of that cancer eating away at you, here's Jesus on this very subject. Luke chapter 12, verses 6 and 7. When birds are sold, five small birds cost only 2 pennies. But God doesn't forget any of them. God even knows how many hairs you have on your head. Don't be afraid. You're worth much more than many birds. Such a simple picture, yet so powerful. That's Jesus here and now speaking directly to you. And if that weren't enough, he put his money where his mouth is, so as to speak. He went and had himself nailed to that cross for you so that you could spend eternity with him. So don't be afraid. You're worth much more to him than you ever imagined. That's God's word fresh for you today. And if you have troubles, challenges, fears, whatever in your life, I have some great news for you today, because the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.